Second Pack of Maisis, first Mishnah. We learned before that after the Gemar Malacha, if the produce is sold, then it's hukva of a Maisa, and you can eat from it even in a temporary fashion, even a filas arai. Our case is not that it was sold, but it was given to him as a gift. He was walking in the shuk, and someone says, take some figs. So Oish Limbul to him. The Rambam learned that since it was only a gift, it wasn't a sale, it's not kavua lemaitis, and you can still eat it temporarily, you know, in a temporary fashion. You can eat a few items. Asichach in hichnise levoteyem misaknim vada. And therefore, since the implication over here was that the person in the shuk was a guy in the shuk who was planning to eventually bring it at home and take maises. And the only reason why he's giving it out now is giving out some gifts to other people. Therefore, we can rest assured that the person did not take out maiser, and he just told me to take a few things and eat it now because you can eat achilas arai. And therefore, we assume that although I'm allowed to eat arai out of my house, but once I bring it into my house, it's vadei tevel. Because the implication of this person that gave me the gift was, I did not take off maiser, but eat a little bit in the shuk. When you come home, don't eat it. But if he said, if this person told me, take it into your house, so that's already implying that the one who gave the gift already took off Trumas and Mises, because how could you feed it to people in your house without taking Trumas and Mises? Then you should not eat Arai. Why not? Because we're talking about the one who's offering it to me is an Amah Oris, and I don't trust him in respect of Trumas and Mises. The Mitzvah Sheini is telling me that he did take off Trumas and Mises, so I have to be Choshish, maybe he did take off Trumas and Mises. But Tichav, therefore, if you brought into the house, we treat it as a demai. So the bottom line is, if Am Oretz gives me a gift of fruit in a fashion that we could assume that he did not take off Trumas and Maises. He says, just eat a little bit now before you come home, which is basically he's admitting that he didn't take off Trumas and Maises. Then I can eat it arai, but when I come home, I can't eat it at all. Until I took off Trumas and Maises, and I could take off with the bracha. But if he told me initially that take some fruit or take a large amount of fruit, which you're not going to eat in the shuk anyway, and take it home, which is implying that take it home and don't worry, it's all right. So we don't trust him by the fact that he says that it's all right because they're not moderate, but we are cautious for what he said, that he took off Trumas and Maises, and therefore we're only required to take off the Maises as demai, as a suffix, chiv.